Hello, welcome to the Comedians of Wrestling podcast, the podcast where comedians dissect wrestling to an unhealthy degree. I am your host, the host with the most, Donnie Kayfabe, Donsky Blackamora, the Goof Haraja, Dan Black, coming at you live from the Bay Area. Now look, I want to apologize. I want to apologize to all the jabroniacs out there. This episode, I know it's coming out. It's coming out a day late, and I take responsibility. Frankly, I take responsibility for that. But truth be told, the reason is Newman did not show up to record yesterday. And we sat there, we waited, and then we had to go home. And you know what? That's okay. I'm going to deal with him. There's going to be some consequences to Newman. But first, let me introduce my guest. I'm up here. Uh-oh, I think you know who that is. He just cracked the Wumpasitter's Wumpass. The karate Arlen Marmel.
Here I am, drinking. By the way, today I've decided to up the ante. I don't have a LaCroix on hand. I have a Dasani strawberry guava. I dare you to get your hands on one of those.
You're up in the ante? That's a better? Is that a better product?
I'm always heightening.
You're always heightening?
That's what I do here.
Well, what happens to seltzer levels? One thing people don't know about your seltzer intake habits is that you demand a high level of bubble tree.
Oh, I want to carbonate my head off at all times. I want maximum carbonation. I don't want any of that baloney.
What happens when you see a Pellegrino?
I laugh in the face of a Pellegrino.
It's too soft.
I laugh. Soft. I spit in the face of a Pellegrino.
A Pellegrino is S-A-W-F-T. Soft. Hey, all right, we're going to get into everything here. Just remember before we start, hey, if you enjoy this podcast, give it 5 stars. Tell your friends about it who like wrestling. Spread the word here. We appreciate it. This is a 5-star podcast. We deserve it. Look, a lot to get into in wrestling. Remember, hey, if you want to get your opinions on the show, you can cash in. The number, leave a voicemail for us. You might get played on the show. The number is 316-530-2429. 316-glass-shatter 530-2429. Okay, so look. We got to talk about SummerSlam. We got to talk about Raw. We got to talk about SmackDown. We got to talk about merch because you're wearing a tremendous, Brizongo-ish chalk line Bret Hart jacket right now.
It's full outerwear. Outerwear.
Yeah.
It's a spring collection.
We're inside. It's not jacket weather right now.
It's San Francisco. It's always jacket. Listen, let me explain something to you. In San Francisco, it's always an occasion to wear a pink jacket / blouse indoors.
I mean, I hate to shoot on San Francisco, but the fashion is not high here. You might as well, you could rock wrestling merch here and fit right in.
Don't disrespect my home.
your home? This is your home now?
No.
Okay. By the way, talking to Arlen, if you ever face-to-face with Arlen, he looks exactly like Carl Anderson. Is that beard? Are you dyeing this beard?
I'm not. It's a gift and a curse.
Yeah.
I think, listen, I've said this on this podcast before.
Yeah.
I look like a couple of wrestlers by God, not by choice. It's not a,
meaning the full revival, well, one half of the revival.
No, both of the revival.
Oh, you have an Austin Aries physique.
I'd like to think my physique is better than Austin Aries.
Well, who knows?
I want to comment on this because my fitness levels and my physique have been challenged. There's a couple people who like to run their mouth on this podcast that don't know what kind of shape I'm in, that don't know the physical levels that I'm at. I would like to invite them to San Francisco for a decathlon.
A decathlon?
Yeah, that's right. 10 events.
Yeah. Is that where the loser gets decapitated?
I just changed my mind. I want to invite them here for a Baker's decathlon. That's 13 events. Baker's decathlon is 13 events.
Okay, look, there's a lot of wrestling talk. We literally have too much to talk about. I just want to say one thing with Newman is that, and we're not going to focus on Newman. We're not going to focus on him. But I'm just going to say this. There will be consequences for his actions, and we're going to figure it out. Feel free to join our Facebook page, Comedians of Wrestling Facebook page. On there, post what you think the consequences are. I have some ideas, and I'm going to go over them, but I don't want to waste time before SummerSlam, even talking about this.
Can I shoot for 1 minute? Do you know what the worst part of this podcast is?
What?
I'm not going to say the name. You know the name.
Yeah.
It's the worst part of this podcast. You went away for 2 weeks. I stopped listening. I can't do it. This guy is terrible.
Well, we might have to get rid of him. We might have to get rid of him.
What's taking you so long?
You know, I'm saying because there's some you have some cash-ins. The Newman World Order. There are fans of Newman. He does bring heat. More people are joining the Facebook page. More people are cashing in. You know, it's a Roman Reigns situation where it's like he has an undeniable heat, whether you like him or not, which you know I am a big Reigns mark now. Everyone knows that. Now, look, I want to just say one thing about Newman. He would be fired immediately. But he did leave a cash-in. All right, here's Newman's cash-in.
Yo, Dan, I'm not coming in to record tonight. Forgot to tell you, I'm at NXT. The shit's lit. The show is so dope. The best product that WWE has. No matter what dumbass Arlen has to say, no matter what dumbass Nick Tullo has to say, yo, it's your boy Nasty Newman. I'm out. How about it?
Have you ever heard a guy so impressed with himself? For over nothing. Went to a wrestling show. He's so impressed with himself.
Yeah, he went to NXT. Didn't invite me to NXT. He didn't say, hey, can we record a day later?
You want to go to a show with him? You would hang out with him outside of business?
No, he's probably up in the rafters, you know? Because Newman's giving, he's all tattooed up. He's like Sting, you know? He's like emo or whatever. Up in the rafters, crying himself, you know?
You know where I sit? I sit in the front row.
Anyway,
spit in the face.
Well, we did sit front row NXT, remember? Next to the owners of New Japan.
Exactly.
When Finn was bowing to the owners, remember that? That was wild.
Finn should bow to the owners.
Okay. All right. Finn should bow to the owners.
He's right.
All right. Let's get into it. We'll deal with Newman. Remember, consequences will happen. Feel free. We will figure this out together. Let's get into Raw. What did you think of Raw this week?
I thought it was okay. I actually, personally, I have not been very impressed with Raw.
Yeah.
I mean, SmackDown is clearly dominating. Raw has not done a lot for me. I thought it was a better episode than the prior week.
Can you be this far from this microphone? I know you brag about the quality. We are recording on Arlen's microphone, by the way.
Actually,
so if the quality of this is not up to snuff, well, I mean, you've claimed this is the best microphone. Better audio than Zig can do.
I want to clarify something. What I've claimed is I bought a $100 microphone off of Amazon, okay? And it is better audio quality than all of your studio equipment and your sound engineer, whatever that dope face's name is. Listeners of this podcast, you let us know if there is a discernible difference between this $100 microphone that's sitting on my table, in my kitchen, in my apartment, relative to Dan sitting in a studio with that dope face doing whatever engineering baloney.
You're really pulling the "it doesn't matter what your name is" gimmick on everyone on my staff. Let's call him my staff.
Listen, can you explain what that the guy who supposedly does the sound engineering for this podcast?
Zig.
What?
Great guy.
What is his? He's like a failed improv guy, so he does sound.
No, absolutely not.
What does he do?
That's his job.
His job.
He's a comedian.
No, but that's not his job. Is to be a sound engineer.
Who are you picking on my guys?
Explain to me what
you are a true heel.
Does he?
You know, Newman thinks he's a heel. The difference between you and Newman is that Newman thinks he's a heel, but he's a softie. He's the emo kid. He's the guy who said, "Oh, I like." Oh, who was he talking about? Maria Kanellis. Looks like all the girls that hated me and that I loved in high school. He's broken. He's a broken guy.
You know
he's a good guy.
You know
broken
difference?
Alex Newman.
Let me tell you something.
You are just a piece of crap.
This is the difference between me and that guy. That guy's Baron Corbin. Okay? He comes out. He's pretending to be moody and brooding. He doesn't even know who he is. And nobody cares. You know what I'm about? I'm a guy who walks to the center of the ring. And everyone boos me for 10 minutes, and I can't get a word out. And then I make one gesture, and I drop the mic and walk away.
You're Roman Reigns.
I would love to be. I mean,
great-looking guy. I've really been ogling him lately. I'm up here watching Raw on your TV.
I think it's ogling. I'm
ogling. I do whatever.
Listen, the one percenter's whoop-ass, tell the people about his TV. Tell them about his TV.
Well, Arlen has a nice 70-inch 4K HD television, and let me tell you, you get a real nice shot of Reigns. I mean, you can even see these guys. You can see their stretch marks. You see Jinder Mahal's like his ass pimples.
I feel like you were drafting off my style a little bit with your Roman Reigns picture that you posted. But like, I've been watching a lot of 2012 NXT. And in that particular era, Roman Reigns is a legit heel. He's terrific at it, and he's shirtless. And I love looking at this guy without a shirt on. Listen. He looks incredible. Roman Reigns, he would be my taste in men.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
Okay. He would be your taste. Yeah, Roman, I would say that now. I'm super straight and married. But Roman Reigns is my taste in men. If I had a man, why wouldn't I want that to be who it is?
I can't claim to be super straight or married, but I am straight enough.
You do. You're a single guy who lives in San Francisco.
Yeah, what's super straight? Oh, because you got married, you're super straight?
Well, no. When you're super straight means that while you're fucking, you talk about your heterosexuality. While you're having sex, you have to just say, I'm so straight.
I feel like I asked
you. You have to look at, I look at porn while I'm having sex.
But
I'm having sex with a woman. I'm looking at a Playboy. I got porn on the TV. That's how straight I am. And then I'm also watching sports.
I feel like I ask you married guy questions, and I'm like, do you and your wife, do you guys get together a lot? And you're kind of like, not that much. And now all of a sudden you're
I didn't say that. When did I say that? I say that?
It's a lot?
It's a good amount. I'm not going to tell you.
All right, I'm asking questions.
All right, look. You're getting too work shoot for me. Let's get into Raw, okay? Let's get into
Raw.
Do you want to talk about that?
No.
Or should we talk into Raw?
Talk about Raw. I want to play a song real quick.
Okay. All right, so anyway, Raw opened up, Miz TV segment, Lesnar showed up. What did you think of that segment? And also, you're saying you're not hot on Raw. I feel similar. I'm not. Raw is a chore to me. SmackDown is great. That's how I feel. What are you doing?
I want to play this song, but there's an ad. You're going to have to bear with me for a minute. Hang on.
I mean, this is already going terribly. Oh. This is
I really like this song.
Yeah.
This is for you and Jamie.
Nah, this is not. This wouldn't be super straight.
This is my kind of straight.
Yeah.
And I'm wearing my pink jacket. I mean, it's good. I can appreciate them.
Okay, great. I'm glad that this. Zig could have pulled that off smoother. Anyway, okay. So Raw. Yeah, I mean, this Raw was way better than last week. Last week was awful. Lesnar came out. I dug this segment. He just like was slamming it, giving a bunch of German suplexes. F5. You messaged me. You said Lesnar's done. You were watching Raw like you normally do as you're watching Raw. You're live.
I have a lot of stream of consciousness, but like my problem with Lesnar right now is I'm having a hard time suspending disbelief because you always know Lesnar doesn't care about wrestling, but sometimes you're just like, he's such a beast. He could just do whatever he wants. But like at this particular moment, it's so clear to me given everything that's going on, like. He's leaving.
He's fighting John Jones. Correct. Like that's clearly happening.
Correct. And it's just kind of like I just don't even like his reason to be in WWE doesn't feel there to me right now.
Right.
And so I just have a really hard time. Like he's clearly just going through the motions to drop the belt to just move on. And it's kind of like I don't need him around for no reason. If that makes sense. Like,
okay. Well, two things. I agree.
It's tired. Like him coming out saying nothing, Paul Heyman, it's all a little tired.
It's a little tired. So I agree that Lesnar's it's time to go. The talent level's too high for Lesnar right now. Like there's too many good guys there and some of these guys are like they're floundering and they could use the belt. We could use a run. Like a guy like Finn have said that like if Finn had the belt and we saw him go on a run, it would be cool. My thing is this is that who do you think should win at SummerSlam? Because my thing, it's very clear to me that it should be Reigns. To me, it's like, that's very clear. Now, it's because of my newly found Reigns markdom that I've turned the corner on Reigns. And he certainly made the case for that this week with his match with Strowman, which was dope. But I'm saying that if I like the Lesnar status. Like, I like the guy who's like, he's the guy to beat. And I've said it on the Facebook page. Reigns will easily slot in the guy to beat. When you have that much high talent level, you want a guy at the top who feels like he's at the top. If you give it to Samoa Joe, he doesn't feel like the king of the mountain. He still feels like somebody who should climb.
Tell me more about that.
What?
Why do you think he doesn't feel like he's a guy who's ready to have the belt?
Well, Samoa Joe?
Yeah. Is it because he has a weight problem?
No. No.
Is it because his moveset?
No, I mean...
Is it because he has the wrong ring attire? I mean, just what do you think?
I mean, look, we know what you feel about Samoa Joe. I think it's going to be the dead
horse. How do you feel about Samoa Joe?
I think when I look at Samoa Joe, I, you know...
You don't see a champion.
Well, part of the reason I don't see a champion is I see too much of myself in there. You know what I mean? And my self-loathing Jew-ness is like, oh man, it sucks when I wish I looked like Rollins, but I look more like Samoa. If you had to choose a wrestler on the roster that I look like, it's Samoa Joe, right? The
most. So you feel like Samoa Joe is sort of the Woody Allen.
I'm not a champion.
He's the Woody Allen of superstars?
Yeah. I wouldn't want to be a member of a club. You know what I'm trying to say.
Sure.
I wouldn't want to be a member of the Bullet Club that wouldn't have me as a member. Anyway, so what are you looking at?
I'm just thinking about you. Here's the thing that gets me about WWE all the time.
Yeah.
This match is Brock, Roman, Samoa Joe, and Braun Strowman.
Yeah.
I can see anyone leaving with the belt.
Four tons in that ring? How much weight? Is that ring going to fall apart?
You saw that picture in the Facebook group of the Mountain and Braun Strowman?
Yeah, I posted it.
Jesus. These guys are... I mean, I look like...
Break it down. Who should be the champion of Raw right now, right? You have a Raw that is dragging, right? Now, that's a good argument to not give it to to Reigns, right?
Correct.
Because
agreed.
Because that's... He's listen, has that slog element.
I'm gonna break it down for you, okay? Brock, I'm tired. I think personally, people would be hottest for Strowman with the belt. I think people are really hot for Strowman right now.
Yeah.
I don't think he needs
the
belt.
It's too soon for him.
I don't think he needs the belt. But like, if you're talking about infusing some energy into Raw, like, where would people be hot? I think it's Strowman. Personally, I think they probably put it on Joe. I just feel like they've been building him, and I just think it's kind of his moment, and I don't agree. You know how I feel about him. I think, how does the belt even fit around his waist? But
not to mention the fact that you're talking about belts in general, titles.
I'm talking about a universal...
Well, when I'm watching WWE, I don't remember who the champion is. I have to think really hard to
Because there's too
who's
many
the
of
champion?
Them.
Oh, which this show? Like, I couldn't... I literally feel like... A minute couldn't think who the woman's champion was on Raw. And then her music hit. And I was like, oh, it's Alexa Bliss. Like, there's so many belts floating around that they don't have that same cachet, which is, it's a bummer. So here's my point. That's another reason to give it to Reigns. Is because you gotta give it to someone who's like, okay, this guy's gonna bring something. He's a guy who's main evented WrestleMania 3 years in a row. He's clearly the guy, whether you like it or not. So if you give him the belt, it's like, okay, we're leveling things out a little here. You gotta admit, like, Jinder Mahal has the belt. There's a lot of weird champions. If Corbin cashes in and wins the belt, that's really weird. If Shinsuke wins the belt, that's not weird.
You sound like someone whose last name is McMahon. You're giving me a whole explanation about why, like, Roman Reigns has the right look to be holding the belt. We've had weird champions. Did you just say that Jinder Mahal is a weird guy to be holding the belt? Is that because you don't like his accent?
No. Also, we'll get into Jinder, but Jinder's whole... I'm very xenophobic, but... Jinder, whatever. Jinder,
you hate Jinder?
Me and Jinder have a relationship, okay? Jinder mailed me an autograph, okay? We have the same meal plan. While he's eating, I'm eating the same thing. Okay?
What did I say to you about his meal plan earlier? What did I say to you about his meal plan?
You said that there's no one who less to do with their results.
Here's what I said. You are on the meal plan of a guy, compared to anyone, their diet has had less impact on their physical shape. I mean, literally, there is no one whose diet has mattered less than Jinder Mahal. And you were like, you're just a complete mark. You just see this guy, you're like, wow, he's in great shape.
Yeah,
like,
1,000% marketry.
I'm in the comedy business. I should probably use this diet.
Yeah. Donnie Kayfabe.
And
high marketry.
Where are your breasts now? Are they even close to Jinder's breasts?
Well, they have the same level of fat. I got a little guy now.
You do have a lot of fatty tissue.
Okay, well, the point is, that's all I'm saying. From the people in that match, by the way, I'm happy to give Miz the belt.
Well, you know, I'm always happy to. Miz Miz's problem is he's too good. There's no one on his level.
I think Finn, it's like, right? Last year, SummerSlam, this is where he won it. If he was in that match, I might say give it to Finn. I'm talking about the contenders of that match. I don't see Samoa Joe as, like, I don't think he could lead Raw. I don't think ratings are going to go up when you give Joe the belt. I think all you can do is solidify Roman more. It just feels like the move right now. And that's what I mean, is that he's set up to lose it to, like, Rollins or somebody at Mania. That's what I'm saying. It's just also timing. It's not that I'm saying give Roman the belt because he's the best. Although I think Roman's is a great wrestler. Undeniable great wrestler, Roman Reigns.
Disagree.
You think he's a bad wrestler?
I don't think there are... So you made a point earlier. You said Roman is always in good matches. And I really can't dispute that because I think he's serviceable. I think he's in a lot of solid matches. Are there any moments, any moves, anything in-ring that he does that really gets me excited? No. I mean, honestly...
Nothing?
What?
Well, he gives that crucifix seated power bomb, which is pretty dope. I think the drive-by is good. You don't like the drive-by? I think his spear is amazing.
I don't think his spear is amazing.
His spear on Strowman this week was insane.
My problem with Roman Reigns, I've had it consistently. And listen, there's a lot I like about Roman Reigns. In particular, his physical appearance. But... He suffers from a thing that a lot of, like, cool, good-looking guys I went to high school with suffer from, which is they're too cool, too young, and they don't have charisma, they don't form a personality. He doesn't know how to be. Everything he does is, like, a little off to me. He's just a little bit like he strikes me as a guy like
high school quarterback-y.
You know what? He has the same thing as Taylor Swift. Okay. Everyone likes her.
HPV?
Everyone likes her, right? Everyone's like, oh my God. Like, all girls are like, oh, Taylor Swift, whatever. And then I see her and I'm like, this girl is so off. She's so strange. Like, she clearly got too famous, too young, doesn't know, like...
When did you see her? At the club?
I see her all the time. She was here yesterday. Tay-Tay?
You call her Tay-Tay?
Like, Roman Reigns is just a dude who... What never got to actually, like, he never had to actually figure out how to be, like, a cool, normal person.
Okay, so this is a good theory, and we should look into this, because my thing with Roman Reigns, if you look at some of his, like, younger pictures, I think he's, like, a late bloomer. Now,
I will debunk that theory.
I saw a picture of him at one point where he was just, like, a fat dude. He looked, like, real fat. He comes from a wrestling family. Could you be that cool from, like, a wrestling family?
The Rock?
Yeah, The Rock is very cool.
I mean, I think you could be that cool.
Okay. But was Bret Hart like the coolest guy in school?
I mean, has Bret Hart ever been cool? Bret Hart fooled all of us into thinking he was cool for like 18 months when we were between the ages of like 9 and 11.
Well, Bret Hart is Bailey, right? Like
that's a great call.
Like, you think about it like that. Like, if we were kids, we'd think Bailey was cool for the same reason we liked Bret Hart.
But also,
although Bret Hart, I mean, come on. It's selling Bret Hart a little short. But no, actually, Bailey's a good wrestler.
We're going to come back to Roman Reigns. But just real quick on Bailey.
Are you Googling
I'm just looking at, like, stunning pictures of Roman Reigns as a teenager. Like, what? Uncool? Come on. I'm looking at, like, a 7-year-old picture. He looks great.
He's looking 11 there.
But he looks really cool.
Oh, we are creepy dudes.
I mean, look at this guy. This guy in his underpants is the best. Okay, Bailey, just, I feel for her. Like, is anyone more atrocious on the mic? Like, what is she
talking
about?
Let's move into Bailey. So Bailey got booed. Like, this is the Bailey booed.
Can you explain? I couldn't figure out why.
Because people are just sick of her not bringing it. I mean, like...
Is that true? But there's so many good-looking pictures of Roman Reigns. You said when he was a kid he was like a fat guy. I mean, what are you talking about?
I saw one puff shot.
Look at this one.
A little muffin toppy.
Like here when he's playing football with the Samoa tattoo?
Yeah, these pictures are completely debunking what I said.
I mean... How about this, when he's a teenager and he's 3 feet taller than everyone around him and he looks incredible?
It's amazing that you can find, like, you basically found his, like, his life flashing before him.
Oh, hang on. I gotta go back to that. I found the Usos and Roman Reigns in the high school yearbook here. I mean, the Usos look like idiots.
Okay, Arlen, this is audio form, all right? Listen, so we're getting to Bayley. Okay, so my thing is that Bayley.
I don't think they booed her because they're tired of her. I think there was like a weird moment where they said something about booing.
To be honest, they were in Toronto for both SmackDown and Raw, and I thought the crowds were weird.
Well, Bayley's from San Jose, and we all know Toronto hates San Jose.
It's an age-old rivalry.
There's major beef between Toronto and San Jose.
Yeah. I mean, seriously.
You know what I'm tired of Bayley for? Like, she stinks. I'm tired of her for stinking. Like, she's one of those people that somehow you get convinced that she's good, and then Samoa Joe.
Not
I watch
somehow.
Her with my eyeballs.
No, not somehow. Newman. NXT... Fake heat. This is what I've talked about. Like, NXT...
Well, this is just IWC marketitude to the nonsense. Use your eyeballs, people.
You can... Because she's a great... Her and Sasha had some serious good matches.
Listen, she has had some in-ring. Just pure in-ring.
Okay.
Bayley has some cool stuff. But, like, as a wrestler, whole package...
Yeah.
Like, nobody... She is the Guy Fieri...
I also,
of wrestling.
I want to be like, I'm going to be particularly brutal to her. I don't know why I'm doing this because like, I like Bayley. And actually, I like her in the way that they watch her.
Have you ever heard the Tamina treatment? I've never heard you be meaner to anyone than Tamina.
Well, Tamina is a no talent. She's a zero talent.
Such a mean thing. Nothing.
Tamina brings nothing to the table.
She wears leather really well.
What?
She wears leather really well.
Does she? Fine, I'll give her that.
Her father's a good murderer.
Okay, look. I'm saying with Bayley that she... I even feel bad. I like Bayley. I've heard people blame her booking, and I think her booking was fine. She knocked no segments out of the park. Like, I thought they had her whole gimmick of, like, this is her childhood dream, and I just feel like she just fails to connect with the crowd because she lacks performance charisma. She has no acting skills at all. She can't project her voice at all. She's not a performer in any other way except for in ring. She can wrestle. She can communicate that way. So that's it. It's just an X factor. I do stand up, right? Sometimes I go to shows and I see a dude or like a lot of times dudes specifically, but they do a set and I'm like, those were decent jokes, but this room was dead silent.
You're saying you see that you never. That's not you. You kill every time.
No. I might be looking in the mirror. No, I kill all every time. I've never had a joke bomb.
Okay.
Ever. I've never done poorly. I'm talking about a specific guy where you're like, this guy clearly, the jokes are fine. They're fine.
Yeah.
And you're like, for whatever reason, people don't like this guy. He's not able to tap into something that it doesn't feel like he's, it feels like it's scripted. And then it's also like, the guy just doesn't feel funny. She hits that zone of just like, it's just, like, proficient, and no one wants it.
Well, wrestling...
And then her gimmick is super bright, this, and her energy doesn't match it at all.
Yep.
She's going through the motions of, like, I'm this, but then she's not that at all. Keep in mind, think of Stardust, that character. Like, Cody sold the fuck out of that character. You know? She's doing nothing to match that. Her character is essentially Stardust, but she acts like, I don't know, Jennifer. Whatever her real name
Sad
is.
Dust.
So that's the thing, is that, do I think she can't gain that? The good thing is that, like, I think she could work on it. But the thing that blows my mind is, like, what are they doing in NXT? Why are these guys not in mic training, like, constantly? I guess maybe they are, they just don't learn it, but, like, I don't know. I think it's learnable.
But don't you think there's a difference, like, as someone who performs, isn't there a difference between being in, like, UCB in front of a couple dozen or a couple hundred people versus, like, being in a... arena of 20,000 people? Like, I think there's a very different crowd. Like, it's much more intimate.
I think no.
I think crowds treat you differently.
I think no. I actually think that, look at Kevin Owens when he was Steen. What he was doing at PWG in front of like 200 people or whatever, he was able to translate instantly to the big stage or whatever. I think that kind of live performance, there's a difference between like on film performance. But I think that like kind of theater, you could do that when you're doing at Full Sail. You could nail it there and then have it immediately translate.
Well, I think there's something...
My argument is that... I'm sorry, I keep cutting you off, but I'm saying... Because my argument is like guys like Ty Dillinger who got heat at Full Sail. Oh, you could get fake heat at Full Sail. you could get like local heat there where you're like, oh, yeah, they like you here, you're the local. But if you can nail it, if you can nail charisma there, it'll translate exact. So she just never nailed it there.
Well, I have a small point, which is I think in Full Sail, the crowd just inserts themselves a lot. And yeah. Like, to me, Ty Dillinger is just more of a victim of, I think the crowd just likes to have a good time sometimes, and they decide to take momentum. But my bigger point is that, like, wrestling constantly reminds me of something that I know definitively from life, but is not always top of mind, which is the combination of people who are really charismatic, extremely athletic, and look awesome is, like, only The Rock. Like, that trifecta.
Yeah.
Like, literally, like, you're incredibly charismatic, you look awesome, and you're super athletic. Sorry.
The Rock
doesn't exist.
The Rock is an anomaly, and that's what the thing is that if you... Look, you. This is part of why I respect wrestling so much, is that I think it's underrated art, and also the level of talent is so high. It commands every muscle of performance that you have. You know, the true greats, you could be a great of this and then not wear all the crowns. But The Rock, he wears all the crowns. He's got charisma. Now, you could argue in ring.
He's in ring, yeah.
You could argue in ring, but still in ring, he's still pretty good. And he also has a charisma in ring that, like, now it's a little corny, but because, like, then Cena did the five-knuckle shuffle. But when he did it, it wasn't. We loved it. It was the people's elbow and shit. It was the best then.
But the other thing that I would say, at least, I mean, maybe this stands, but at least at this moment in wrestling, the thing that lacks the most to me is, like, true charisma. Like, there's a ton of great wrestlers, great athletes.
Yes.
There's a lot of people who look really cool.
Yeah, we're in the era of wrestling.
But
of the wrestling,
but,
right,
like, the thing that is missing is that. This is why Charlotte is one of my favorites. Now, she's not, like, a 10 out of 10 on the charisma meter, but, like, she's definitely a lot of the package, you know? And I just, this is where Roman Reigns falls down. Like, no one looks cooler than him. And he is okay, good enough in the ring.
Yeah.
But just, like, a zero
it's
on
a,
charisma.
It's, I will admit that I've said it. I've said this on the podcast. I've said we're in the age of amazing wrestling. Wrestling, in-ring wrestling, never been as good. But right now, we're settling. Talent-wise, we're settling. We're not seeing.
But isn't this the NXT problem? Like, when you're great at wrestling, it really shines in NXT.
Yeah.
Like, really shines.
Well, that's a wrestling show.
It really is.
It's a traveling indie wrestling show.
So I just feel like when you go to the next level, if you don't have a little bit more than just wrestling, it becomes really hard. And, like, Bayley is a perfect example of, like, really good wrestler, had some amazing matches, especially when she was with top tier
with
partner.
Sasha.
Yeah.
Her the only, like, great matches I can think of hers are her Sasha
matches,
right?
By the way, Sami Zayn to me suffers from the same problem. Like, if you... Kevin Owens, you made a point about him, or, like, he's so great.
Yeah.
Because he's a great wrestler, and he has that extra gear, so it really translates.
Yes.
Like, Sami Zayn, to me, is the same Bayley problem, only Bayley gets the benefit of having all the gimmickry.
Yeah.
And Sami doesn't really, like... But you take away all that crap from Bayley, like, what is she? She's a pretty good wrestler that doesn't have a lot of charisma, that isn't totally connected to her gimmick, which, by the way, is exactly what Sami Zayn is, where
right.
I'm like... Oh, what, you're like a skanking, you're a ska guy, I don't really know, and you're a really good wrestler, and so I really enjoy the matches in isolation.
Right.
But, me to connect with you, I can connect with Roman Reigns so much more, because I'm like, oh, Roman Reigns is, like, a super cool guy from high school that's just not, like, not cool now.
Right.
He's not that cool.
Yeah, and for whatever you could say about Roman Reigns is that he draws, like, real heat. Like,
because... He reminds you of that guy in high school who was, like, the quarterback of the football team,
yeah.
Who was the coolest guy then, and now he still looks cool. He's still kind of at the top of the game, but, like, he's not the full pack. Like, Roman Reigns is weird. He's a weird guy.
All right. Yeah, that's the thing about Roman Reigns is that, like, he does feel like a weird guy. No, but let's juxtapose with Sasha, right? Because, like, Sasha, I was watching Sasha because... She came out during the Bayley segment, right? She was like, "Hey, my friend Sasha, she should win. She should be the number one contender." And I was watching Sasha's like charisma and like her work, like her body, like she is the legit boss. When she comes out, she transforms into that character.
Well, she's a character.
All her movements.
She's definitely a character.
All her, but and it feels authentic. Like, all her movements are, like, very calculated. It's clearly stuff she worked on. Her costume is, like, completely fits that whole gimmick. She comes out. Now, look, I'm not a big fan of her mic skills. I've said it.
Yep.
But her wrestling is incredible. She, when she goes heel, she's going to be amazing. She just can't go heel right now because Alexa Bliss is the champion.
Sure.
But, like, if you compare, even...
You said Alexa.
I said Alexa, dude, and I said off Alexa.
I have this problem with the show all the time. She goes off. Hey, zip it.
I mean, that's insane. Why would they not choose a faker name than that?
Listen, you're in San Francisco. There's a lot of cutting-edge technology here.
Well, it looks like we can't cover the women's champion on Raw here.
That's correct. Or we could say, hey, Alexa, what is the story with Alexa Bliss right now?
I don't know that one.
She doesn't even know.
Oh, she doesn't know her?
She doesn't know who she is.
Alexa, what's the deal with Naomi on SmackDown?
I'm not sure.
Alexa, who are the Funkadactyls?
I don't know that one.
She doesn't know a lot about wrestling, this one.
Okay, Alexa, was Roman Reigns cool in high school?
Sorry, I don't know that one.
She came up with a lot of different ways to tell us she didn't know, right?
Yeah, I like that.
Alexa, who is Kevin Owens?
Kevin Yannickstein is a Canadian professional wrestler.
All right, not super insightful, but okay.
Great. All right. So anyway, I'm saying Sasha, you know, compare him. Let's move on. So,
I have a question about Sasha.
Okay.
So you made a point, like, Sasha's really her character, whatever, but, like,
yeah.
Don't you feel like something's missing there? Besides just Mike's, like, Sasha, something's off to me. There's another podcast, and they seem to make the argument that she's, like, too good. That's why she's not getting great matches. And I'm like, I don't think so.
Sasha?
Yeah.
I
think her character's a little over the top, in my opinion. And I also think her mic work is a little off.
Okay. I'll accept that. I don't know.
Something's off.
What I hear about Sasha is that, in the back, what I've been hearing is that she's, like, Vince doesn't like her because she's hard to deal with and doesn't listen.
Yeah, but I don't know what to do with all this information, but, like...
Yeah.
Something's off in the back with everyone.
Yeah, who cares? It's like Shawn Michaels. Was he easy to work with?
I just don't get it. It's like, oh, Enzo and Sasha. And who's the other one they've been saying now? It's like, oh, Shinsuke dropped Cena on his head. And it's like, it's all like, does Vince have the time in the day to be this upset with every top person on the roster? I don't understand what that means exactly. Like,
yeah,
there's backstage heat. Who cares if the locker room doesn't... All you have to do is go out... Didn't the locker room hate Miz?
They hated Miz for a long time. They used to, like, shit in his bags and stuff.
Right. So, like, what does that... I do with that information?
I know. I don't know. Well, the thing about the Vince Enzo thing, you know, I read about that briefly. Like, apparently, like, you know...
I think all that stuff is BS. It doesn't make sense. Listen, Enzo is clearly one of the top-selling...
Vince, I think he hates Enzo. When I heard, like, Enzo was bringing people in the back... That he shouldn't have, and then he just, I don't know, he doesn't like him. I don't know.
So you're telling me that Enzo, like, listen, I get it, he's kind of an idiot, but, like, you're telling me that, like...
I mean, he annoys me.
He's the first idiot on a wrestling roster that was, like, a top guy backstage. Like, by the way, Eddie Guerrero, like, Chris Benoit killed his whole family. Like, we're worried about Enzo bringing people in the back?
Okay, moving on.
I'm just asking questions.
I can't ring the bell because I'm in San Francisco. I can't just ding, ding, ding. It's a real way to stop. No, I know what you're saying. All right, well, let's move on just for time, all right? So let's talk about the Shield reunion situation. So clearly the crowd was hot for Dean Ambrose putting his fist out to Rollins, and Rollins negged him. So when do you think we should get the Shield reunion?
Never.
Never?
Don't care.
Because I think that since Rollins and Ambrose are both in ruts right now, this is great booking to have them a tag team and have them win the belts. Like, they're clearly going to go up against Cesaro and Sheamus at SummerSlam, right? It's not on the card right now, but, I mean, it's not like, what do you think, Rollins is not going to wrestle? Like, they're clearly going to be on there.
When did you think Ambrose was not in a rut?
He said he's in the Shield.
I thought he was in a rut then. Ambrose, to me, when I was watching the Shield, I was always like, oh, there's like the intense, like silent guy, and then there's like Rollins, who's awesome, and then there's like that weird, shaky idiot.
Did you have any opinion of Rollins in the Shield? I was like, that he's just the other guy.
No, here's what I remember about Rollins. He would take awesome spots.
That's like, all I knew. He did that. He did a couple of jumps that were like insane.
Off the rafters.
Yes, when they were wrestling Batista, the Evolution.
That was an awesome match.
That was a great spot. But Rollins, he had the stupidest costume of all them. Like, he was wearing ammo holders, like, around him that was empty. And he did that, he had the blonde streak, which was douchey at the time. And then it became great when he went heel. It was, like, real good hair heat. And then he rolled over the boundary, over the barrier. Remember that?
He needs to put the streak back in.
So the streak, yeah. I mean, the streak gave him personality. I missed that. That was the Architect. He was a character. Now he's just a guy. It's a bummer. So, but
I don't know if there's a fair argument to be made that he used to be the Architect.
He used to be the Architect.
What was that?
It was his character where he thought he was super smart. He had this stupid hair on him.
Can we just call it? He was a really good chicken shit heel.
Yeah.
And now he's not.
But he would pretend like, oh, I lay down these master plans. But his master plan was like, I just cheat.
Maybe he needs J&J Security.
Yeah, J&J Security was a great, that
you know
was great.
You should stick Rollins with? The two Indian guys.
The Singh Bros.
Yeah, S&S Security.
S&S Security. They should have a match. Rollins versus Jr.
I could watch Randy Orton drop those guys on their heads every day.
You have to pin the, this is the match. It's elimination. It's Rollins. It's 3v3. You have to. I gotta stop for the power of love.
I'm sorry. I got moved.
So I'm thinking that SummerSlam, they should have Sheamus. I wrote this on the Facebook page. I think that Rollins. Angle should put them in this match. Although, like, I don't know when it's going to happen. Like, it feels like they're booking. SummerSlam is a week from Sunday. It's very soon.
Yeah, and there's already, like, a dozen matches on.
Well, there's already 11 matches, but who knows what your pre-show, and some of them will be, like, 1 minute long or won't even start, you know? But I'm saying, like, okay, my booking was, all right, at SummerSlam, Kurt Angle puts Roman Reigns and Rollins and Ambrose together, and they're not getting along. They win the belt. Then they touch fists. Everyone goes nuts. And then at the end of the night, Reigns wins. Strowman's beating him up. Then the Shield comes out, and they powerbomb. They powerbomb Strowman, and then they have all the belts. And then the Shield's on top. Now you want to watch Raw.
Do you think people are legit hot to see them touch fists? Like,
yeah, they went nuts on Raw. They were insane to see it. Yeah, they were super into it.
Yeah, but where was the show?
Toronto.
You know?
None of them are Canadian. What are you talking about?
I'm just saying, everyone in the arena.
Ambrose is married to a Canadian?
No, I'm just saying Canadians. You know, they're off.
You can't trust them. All right, so you don't want to talk about that book.
No, I just, here's my issue. Ambrose, I think he stinks. Like, he's disappointed. You know what the problem was? I listened to an interview with him, like, a year and a half ago, where he was, like, so cocky about how great he was.
The one with Stone Cold?
Was that it? There was an interview with Ambrose. Yeah. I can't remember who it was with. But he was basically like, I've done this, I've done that, I've been the champion of the Indies, I've been, the champ here and the champ there, and, like, I'm in the Shield. And, like, he was so impressed with all of his accomplishments. And I just remember thinking, like, this guy stinks. Like, what is he impressed? Like, I don't like him. I don't like his persona. I don't get unstable. I don't get any of that. So Ambrose I don't like, and Rollins is like a kid who I'm disappointed in. Like, Rollins is like, I love Rollins, and this guy, I mean, of the last, besides, I mean, I guess he's probably in the top three wrestling. It could be number one.
Well, they're running
Rollins, of the last 5 years, the best wrestling moment for me. I love Rollins, and I'm just like,
31.
And I was so excited for him to come back from injury. And I was really worried. Like, I mentioned to you a couple times, I was like, is this guy, like, just injury prone? Like, his career is done? Like we lost the best. Like, in my mind, I was like, did we lose the best wrestler of this moment?
I remember at some point somebody being, like, on this podcast saying, like, Rollins will be top five of all time.
I could see that. Like, if you said that 18 months ago or something.
But
like,
now we feel so far away from that thought. That feels like such a crazy,
I'm so
crazy thought.
I'm so disappointed.
Even though
right
that's
now.
A crazy thought to begin with, but, like, we're so far away from.
You know what this is?
Great
I just
Rollins.
Realized. I know what this is.
What? Chasing Amy?
I want Rollins to be Timberlake. Where it's like, if you said to me, yo, do you want to see, like, JC Chazet and Timberlake do a duet? And I would be like, that is so beneath Timberlake. Like, that's where I want Rollins to be.
Right.
I want Rollins to be in a zone where I'm like, with Ambro? Like,
but what if Reigns is Timberlake?
No, that's what I'm worried about. That's what I'm really worried about.
Yeah.
And then where does that leave Rollins? Is he...
Well, I gotta tell you, if we're tracking the Timberlake metaphor, Timberlake's last couple songs have felt like Rollins right now to me.
That's the problem. I mean, are we dealing with a situation where Rollins could be Joey Fatone?
Don't say that.
Don't
count him out yet, okay?
Just real quick. So you have the following to choose from. Chris Kirkpatrick.
Yeah.
Joey Fatone.
Okay.
JC Chazet.
Yeah.
And Lance Bass.
Okay.
If you're saying Reigns is Timberlake, where does that leave Ambrose and Rollins?
All right. Ambrose is Kirkpatrick with the goggles and the dreads.
That's tough. Because, like, Kirkpatrick is known as, like, he's like the Ringo Starr. Like, he's the biggest goof. Like, never did anything else, never had another song.
Comparing Kirkpatrick to Ringo Starr, such a compliment to Kirkpatrick.
JC Chazet had a song that I thought it was, here it is.
Well, why don't we play it?
Yeah, it was from Drumline.
You're serious?
It's
take a
ads in front of everything. Every time.
You want to buy some music.
Kills the momentum.
Okay.
I guess I could, you know what I should have done?
You think the momentum was good? You thought the momentum was killer?
You're jumping around in sync on a wrestling podcast. It makes sense. Hang on.
I mean, everyone here, if you like wrestling, you like in sync.
This is from Drumline. You guys, if you didn't see Drumline, shut this podcast off and turn on Drumline.
I know the song, but I didn't see Drumline.
I mean, JC Chazet wouldn't be a bad guy.
Okay, all right. Can we cut this shit?
I think Rollins could be JC Chazet.
Okay, fine. So that's where we'll leave that. All right.
But look, can I just close up? My point is, I'm really disappointed in Rollins, if I didn't make that clear. Rollins should be Timberlake. Reigns should be Kirkpatrick.
He needed to spice up his gimmick, so what he did was he added...
Spiced it down.
He added a guy screaming, "Burn it down!" at the beginning of his song. The "Burn it down" gimmick. I don't want to be too repetitive on this podcast, but it means nothing.
This is where it went downhill. When we were at Mania, and we came out, and we were just talking about, like, how awesome that ramp was, but then Rollins came out, and he, like, lit the torch, and we were like, what was it? Like, we didn't really get it. We were like, what was that again?
You can't burn it down because there's no authority right now. Oh, it's because I guess because he did burn it down. He took it down.
This all, you know, when this started, if you rewind all the way back when basically Triple H was like, you're excommunicated. Like they it didn't make sense why Triple H was upset with Rollins. Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
well, Triple H is...
He was, like, angry at him for getting hurt?
He... Because he's like, oh, I put my faith in you. I don't know. Look, is Triple H coming back again to wrestle again? Is he going to keep doing this routine?
100%. What would make you think that is done now?
Because it makes no sense if he just got...
Well, let's do the math. Ric Flair wrestled 23 years more than I thought he should. Undertaker wrestled 7 WrestleManias more than I thought was in order.
Yeah.
Does that sound fair?
That would leave him at, probably.
Triple H, if I had to guess, Triple H is going to wrestle. You're like, do you think he's doing one more? I think he's doing... I'd put the line for Triple H at 6 more.
I think Flair retired.
Literally, here's the line.
In his 60s.
Do you think Triple H
wrestling
is gonna,
in his 60s is insane.
Do you think Triple H is going to be at less than or more than six more WrestleManias wrestling?
Wrestling?
Wrestling.
Consecutive?
Nope.
More.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. No, because you'll put it in a tag match or something. All right. Pause it. All right. Moving on. So Strowman. Yeah, Enzo's gonna be in the shark cage. Who cares? Strowman Reigns. So that match was dope. I mean, I loved it. Cool. I thought that spear was insane.
Can I just make a quick comment about
Strowman?
He went
full speed.
Strowman is so impressed me so much. Like, yeah. For a guy who I was like, oh, here's another big like yokel that'll be like in an, like he's great. Strowman is super fun. Looks awesome. I wish he had a little more hair on top. You know, that's kind of one of my peeves.
I think don't you wish you had a little more hair on top?
Does that need to be said?
Well, I think it's just because you're saying the fantasy. It's because
I don't wish I had.
That's too real for you. You like the fantasy. It's escapism. It ruins the escapism for you.
Well, what upsets me is like, why don't you just get a transplant? He
doesn't need a transplant. Who's seeing the top of this guy's head? He's 8 feet tall.
I'm seeing it. I'm watching it on a 70-inch 4K HDTV. Yeah, get a transplant. Show a little respect.
Okay. One thing I want to point out is a couple things. You want to talk about Strowman's look? He needs to redo his ink. He has some bad tattoos. First off, he has a Superman tattoo, which kind of, when I see it, it takes me out of his character. Because he feels like a guy who's not in this time zone. Right?
I got a hot take for you.
Yeah.
Guys who are enormous,
time zone.
They all have terrible tattoos.
Yeah, man.
You know who has the best tattoos? Like Ryan Scheckler.
Who's that?
You know that little skateboard kid?
No.
You're out of touch, man. But I'm saying like, it's like...
Is that a little skateboarder?
How about like Bieber? Like those are the people that have... It's like
he's got a lot of crosses.
It's like really,
he has bad tattoos.
It's like... You disrespecting cross tattoos?
Oh, I don't let... They don't... They're
are you
not
an anti-Chris type?
No. I think they're not like you. They're not. I've seen some good cross tattoos. That's true. But they're not like the most unique. I like more unique art.
Here's my point. The people that have really like big guys don't have good tattoos. They never do. I mean, name me one guy who's over 6'5" that has great ink. Go ahead. You're on the spot.
The Rock. He's 6'4".
And he just got his... Did you see he got the Brahma Bull redone?
Yeah, I saw them when he was doing it. What does it look like? I didn't see it done. It's probably the Under Armour logo.
Right. That's exactly what it's definitely a brand thing.
Honestly, it made me sad. I was not happy about that.
It was clearly a business thing. Like, it was clearly that the, like, whatever he had on him was not copyrightable. And, like, they took the Under Armour version and they put that on him. Clearly.
Well, I mean, but that's, like, the iconic tattoo. Don't touch that. Like... I hope he went around it and didn't touch it.
I don't know, man. Do you think... I feel like he does whatever he wants.
But that's like the Brahma Bull tattoo. That's like the...
But it was a generic version.
When you look at The Rock, what do you feel? I feel everything. I mean, he's just the best.
You know what I think about The Rock.
He's the king. The demon king.
I think he's gay.
You think he's gay? That's not what I was talking about.
That's what I was talking about. I do. I really do. Yeah.
What makes you think that?
Everything?
I mean, well, that's fine if he is.
Have you ever seen him with an attractive woman?
He's married.
To?
A woman.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Come on.
He has a baby. He has a new baby.
No.
He does.
He's not married.
I sat next to his daughter at WrestleMania. He has a daughter.
Listen, having a daughter doesn't make you married, Dan.
I know. I don't know why I make that argument. It's such a bad argument. What? Does everyone do that? Does everyone make that argument? Even though,
you know, you know what a lot of people do? You hear people say this. You go, oh, he's gay. And then some people go, no, he's married. And I'm like,
yeah.
What does that have to do with anything?
Nothing.
It's got no bearing.
Okay, whatever. Who cares? I don't care what his sexuality is, okay? But,
how often do you have sex?
Me?
Yeah.
With myself?
That's not what I asked. I'm pretty sure your wife's been gone for 3 months.
My wife's been gone for 3 months.
Yeah, so I mean, it can't be more than once every 3 months.
It's not very good. It can't be good.
You're holding out on the people.
No, I was on my honeymoon. All right, can we get back on topic here?
Fine.
All right, here's my thing. Roman Reigns, you notice that he uses the Shield music, which is annoying. You notice the music never hits that hard? Like, when it starts, the piano, it's low. It's like, you know when, like, you play something and you turn it up?
Yeah. They need to turn it up first. They need, like, a beats. They need Dr. Dre to work out the audio.
It doesn't hit hard because they remove that, like, Sierra, Hotel, Echo. They remove that, and then they never adjusted the audio quality.
Beanu. Who got a new... Hey, Cass's music
He got like four different songs. I mean, what's the latest one? Is it good yet?
Stinks.
He had
everyone stinks more.
He's had a couple of ones. They're trying to figure it out.
He's on the fast track to Nowheresville.
Really?
Yeah, it's bad news. You know the problem is Trump. Like, there's always room for a nice 7-footer at WWE.
Yeah.
But like Strowman is really
well. Strowman's really talented.
I know, and Cass is not.
Yeah. All right, let's get to SmackDown because it's so much better. That's the only reason.
I'm glad it only took us 50 minutes to get to SmackDown. I know. It's so much better.
I know. I might start just skipping Raw.
It's terrible.
I know. All right.
The presentation is a lot worse, too. Like, SmackDown is really good.
SmackDown, I literally, like, I get excited to watch it. Raw is like, fuck, I gotta get to Raw. Part of it's the 3 hours. Part of it's also just like, it's a place where the good wrestlers go to die. And SmackDown is a place where the bad wrestlers go to become champion.
Guys, quick plug for 2012 NXT. Do me a favor.
Everyone knows to watch 2012 NXT.
Do they?
Yeah.
Have you guys heard of 205 Live?
No one watches that.
It's so bad. It's not. Listen, the wrestling is good.
Yeah.
But like, it's so bad. Like,
do they shoot
They do it after SmackDown.
No, so it's just in the arena stuff?
And the problem is, like, half the crowd left.
Right.
And the tables are all, like, broken down and have, like, wires hanging everywhere. The crowd's dead. And then they're just like, can you believe it? Like, they're trying to, like, create false energy, and it's just
Is it Mauro?
No.
No, he's going to be, he came back. He's going to be NXT announcer.
I thought he was
He's just doing NXT. He was, but the NXT took him back. All right, anyway, so let's get into it. So I want to talk about Baron Corbin, okay? Baron Corbin, my argument, this is guy who's, I think, if you think about the proportion, is levels of the most pushed guy to the least deserving. Like, he's getting the push to the moon.
Can I just counter that argument real quick?
Right.
Again, how big is Baron Corbin?
7 foot.
So then you can't say he doesn't deserve it. Instantly, he's at the top of may need a push.
No way. He's so
you
bad.
You know they love... Listen, he's atrocious.
He
gets
real
him.
Heat because, like, look.
Because he's legitimately bad.
First off, he's got new music that's awful. His old music was good. I don't know why he changed his music. Secondly, I'm thinking he must be, like, such a kiss-ass backstage. It has to tie into it, is my understanding. And the other thing is dumpster fire. I mean, that's real heat. I mean, Cena just called him John Cena said, you're a skinny, fat, loudmouth, overrated dumpster fire. Like that sign says over there. And then they showed the sign. And then they were chanting dumpster fire. He's now going to be, like, that's sticking. That's not going anywhere. They're going to see dumpster fire. It might even be a merch situation. Like, that's not going anywhere.
By the way, my point earlier, charisma, physical appearance, athletic ability, seen as a 10 on every count. Is he the best on the mic in the company? Yes. You shouldn't be hesitating.
I think yes, but some people...
Who else?
CM Punk?
In the company.
Oh, yeah. Finn Balor?
Listen, that's really... that's disrespectful to Punk. He's training for his next UFC match.
Is he really? Is he going to have another one?
No. He keeps saying that. Every time they interview him, they're like, so what are you up to? And he's like, I'm getting back in the octagon.
No, we're going to see him. He's going to be in the Rumble or something. I'm telling you.
SummerSlam.
he's going to cash in. All right. But I want to talk about Corbin. Like, it's like, I've never seen a guy. He's like so bad on the mic. He does have a look. Like, he has the most heel look. I mean, that hair is crazy.
Disgusting.
It is crazy.
Disgusting. He's basically Brunette Hogan.
Yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Why?
He's the Crypt Keeper.
But
that's what I said.
Is he not, like, super ripe for a bandana setup?
Well, he looks good when he wears a hat. When he
because he's actually got, like, decent locks around
Yeah.
He's got the hair sheet.
One thing Daniel Bryan came out with and said, clearly you're not ready to wrestle, but... Corbin was basically in his wrestling clothes. Like,
his
he just wears like a shirt.
I hate his pants. Everything about him.
But it's real heat. That's the thing. That's one thing about him is that, like, he has that briefcase and, like, I'm scared he's going to win the belt. There's something interesting to that because for too long,
the Money in the Bank briefcase has been like, you know that guy's going to be the champion. It's a way to get guys over. It's cool if it's a way to like scare you that someone's going to get over. That is kind of cool.
I think you're finding a silver lining on a cloud here, maybe. Like, I don't know, man.
Maybe because I'm a high level
of
marketer.
I feel like it really takes me out of, like, it really, I don't like when they, like, they gave Sheamus the briefcase, and I was just like, who cares? Like, it ruins, like, one of the best things about wrestling, you know?
I think I'm going to start calling Newman Dumpster Fire. What do you think about that?
I don't acknowledge that.
Dumpster Fire Newman.
He's a turd.
All right, Cena acknowledging Super Cena. Did you see that? He's called himself Super Cena. Basically, the meta of that was like, I'm acknowledging, like, hey, you say I'm Super Cena. You thought I was going to win. I was going to headline Mania. And, like, I lost. Ooh, am I Super Cena? Like, I don't know if I let, but, like, look, Shinsuke beat me. I he's giving people shit for that. That's nice troll stuff.
Here's what I give Cena credit for. No one's better than him at having a comeback. Like, Cena counters every argument you have about him or any smack talking anyone has. Cena counters it 10 out of 10. Nobody has a better comeback than Cena. He's the best.
Yeah.
He's literally the best.
Well, he's really good on his toes. Like, he's real quick in that ring. Like, he's got a real, his improv is solid.
But it also sure seems like he's the only one they let just say whatever he wants. Like, it really does not seem like anyone else is either capable or allowed to speak off the cuff in the same way.
It makes it really easy when you know, like, Reigns now at this point probably can get away with shit. You know, you could be loose. You could do it. I mean, not that he pulls,
He's terrible. He doesn't make any sense ever.
His promos have been good. That's what I'm saying. The past, like, couple months, he's been cutting very short promos, and where he just
you're saying good relative to the garbage he was doing before, or like,
no, I'm saying they're good.
Good
in the sense that they're like, hey, look, I'm on the mile. This is my yard. It says that. He's like, I retired Undertaker. Like, whatever. You don't have to like me. I don't give a shit. Like that. Like, post-Mania, it's been better.
Yeah, but it's classic intervention syndrome. End of intervention. Where it's just like, yeah, they're doing really well and all they're doing is jobless smoking cigarettes.
Exactly. I've said I have Reigns Stockholm syndrome where, like, I don't even like Raw, so I'm like, I'm falling in love with the captor or whatever. Like,
man, John Cena's doing, like, 6-minute monologues of, like,
yeah, John Cena's
stuff. I'm just saying, you're telling me Roman Reigns promos are good? No, they're relative to, like, Jack and the Beanstalk.
Yeah,
they're fine enough.
Which is what Strowman does. He basically is Jack and the Beanstalk.
But
he's
Strowman, is a little different. He's such a physical spectacle. He doesn't, like, he's in the Brock camp where it's like, you don't have to say anything. Just come out there, look like a maniac, and it's cool.
All right, moving on. So, So we're so close to SummerSlam. Like I was saying, so close.
Biggest party of the summer?
Owens versus AJ is the only match that feels like it has any build-up on this entire card. Am I wrong? Not true. The Fatal 4-Way does, but I'm always like, when it's a Fatal 4-Way match, I'm always a little out of it. It's hard to feel the heat of four guys.
The Fatal 4-Way.
It's hard to feel the heat of four guys.
The Fatal 4-Way, the reason for that is Brock's not going to be around, and so they need, like, a 3-way dance to be able to make this make sense.
Also, it's not predictable. Like, if it's just Brock, and then Brock also, if it's just Brock, you know he's going to lose it, and also Brock doesn't want to get pinned at SummerSlam. You know what I mean?
Well, they're saving that for Mania, aren't they? For our boy Reigns, huh?
I mean, do you think Reigns is going to have another clean win in Mania?
Yep. Yeah, I do.
Well, the one thing I'll say,
because the other thing is Brock's going away, and they've never given anyone that Undertaker power. The power of Undertaker is sitting inside Brock.
You think Triple H comes back? Imagine he had a match against Ambrose this year. It's very possible. It means he wrestled the Shield the past 3 years. And also, Triple H is like, if he comes back, he lost two Manias in a row to Shield. It's not going to feel that threat. I don't know. I really hope he doesn't wrestle at this Mania. All right.
He stinks. We didn't talk about...
AJ Owens. That segment was really good.
We didn't talk about Jason Jordan at all, but we could...
We didn't talk about that.
Let's see if we can save it.
Okay, well, all right, let's finish this, talk about Owens AJ, then we'll get into that. So this, like, these guys have awesome chemistry. With Shane in the mix, it feels good. This feels like a big time match.
It does.
It's crazy because it's like, we'll get into gender, but it's like AJ, the US belt feels like it's the heavyweight championship, which I think is the idea.
Well, the two better wrestlers. Yeah, I mean, it's certainly the most interesting.
Right. Yeah, this segment was dope. That Pele kick I thought was really nice to hit Shane. I like that they're adding that story element of like, oh, is Shane, which side is Shane on? And Shane's like, I'm calling it down the middle. But he has beef with both of them. Like, documented beef. And they're bringing up that he's cheated. He's been a cheat referee in the past. I think all this is, like, good storytelling. This match, you know, is going to be awesome.
Let me ask you a psychology
Owens
question.
Owens did some nice, good, nice, pop, got some nice pop from the Canada crowd. Sure, then he also shit on Toronto later on.
He's the best.
Yeah.
It's a psychology question.
Yeah.
You're Shane McMahon.
I am.
You can do whatever you want, right?
Yeah.
You're in this level of shape.
Yeah.
You never want to take your shirt off and just show everyone what you're working with?
Well, maybe it doesn't look as good. Maybe it's just more he's in good shape, but aesthetically it's not where he wants it to be. You know, I think that's a Vince thing. I think Vince is like, I think he does like a keep him guessing kind of thing. Because like, he...
I mean, Roman Reigns. Don't you just want...
I don't think you never see Stephanie in like a bikini, right? I don't think in the past...
Anymore.
And you never see Vince... Vince rarely has his shirt off. Even in the when he was jacked in the Attitude Era, he would always wear like a sweatshirt with cutoffs. You could just see his arms. I think he does have one shirtless like Men's Health cover.
I have to say something. I have a different perspective on this. I don't think it's a keep them guessing. I think Vince is like,
we're not the wrestlers.
We're management. We're in really good shape. We shouldn't make any of these guys look less than us.
Right.
Like, if Vince took his shirt off, if Shane takes his shirt off, right, Shane is bigger than...
Kevin Owens.
He's certainly bigger than AJ.
He's a way bigger dude than AJ, but he's not more jacked than AJ.
He's pretty jacked, man.
I don't know.
All right, let me go.
You got a shirtless?
Google shirtless.
All right, let's look.
Let me see what... I mean, talk about something. I'll see what I can...
Yeah. Well, anyway, I'm excited to see what happens in this match. I like that they're pulling the thing that, like, they're equally matched, so the belt is going back and forth. They're overusing that writing, in the past couple of years, but
first of all, the word you used earlier was super straight to describe yourself?
Yeah.
How many super straight guys would you say are hanging with their buddy at midnight in San Francisco Googling shirtless Shane McMahon pictures?
Yeah, well, my wife's not here, so what are you going to do?
Fine.
If I'm in San Fran, you got to do as the locals do.
Wait till you see this guy shirtless. Okay. This guy's not in good enough shape?
Oh, wow.
Rippling abdominals. Rippling.
I didn't even really know that.
Dude, rippling.
Oh, this is amazing. It's one shot where he wipes his face with his shirt and you have... That's how
that's
you,
it.
That,
that's the only...
How did you even find that?
Just straight up typed into Google. I wish I could find more. I need more.
Okay, let's get into gender.
I mean,
does gender feel like the WWE heavyweight champion to you? Yeah, I mean, I've seen that. That's from his Men's Health shoot.
But this is my point. Like, I just think if you're the McMahons and you take your shirt off and you're in better shape than everyone, like, I don't think that's good for business. Vince does what's best for business.
All right, ding, ding, ding. Jinder Shinsuke is in, like, a week. Do you feel ready for this match? Do you think this is, like, we've earned this match?
Is there a chance Shinsuke wins this match?
I mean, Jinder and Shinsuke haven't even faced off. This week, they didn't even... Shinsuke, what? He did an interview, right? They haven't even faced off or anything.
Is there any chance? Well, the rumor is that Vince is mad at Shinsuke also.
Why? Because of dropping Cena on his head?
Right.
I didn't know that. He said he's mad at him for that?
Listen, if Vince says nothing ever. This is all bullshit, dirt sheet stuff.
Yeah.
Is there any chance Shinsuke wins this match?
Yes, 100%.
You think so?
Yeah, why not?
I just feel like the
you think Jinder's going to beat him clean? Like, I think we're probably going to see a cash-in or some kind of Corbin interference because, yeah.
I think the spirit of India lies within...
This is classic Jinder. WWE booking. Early in the card, we'll see Corbin versus Cena. Corbin will lose clean, but then he'll cash in, so it'll completely negate his loss. Right?
I guess I just feel like they're not done with this Jinder thing. That's where it is in my head. Like, this whole gender routine is, like, still...
I think Jinder could drop the belt. I mean, here's the thing. So, Jinder's been the champion. He's the champion. First off, he's the champion on SmackDown, even though it's a heavyweight belt. He rarely opens the show. He is so not featured, you forget that he's the champion. You forget that that belt even exists.
First of all, you have AJ Styles and Kevin Owens on the show. So
right. But I'm saying
Jinder's never going to be at the top of the heap.
I think Jinder's booking has been so bad. The thing they've done great is that, like, aesthetically, it's been good. I don't even mind some. I think the writing and the promos have been fine, but it's just simple. The booking.
Hang on. That Punjabi prison match was incredible. I mean, what a structure.
It's great if you're trying to not see the wrestling.
What a structure. An impressive structure.
I liked Khali coming. That's one thing I said.
You liked Khali coming?
I don't like that he's gone, but if Great Khali joined Jinder's entourage and you had him walking with the giant. That he would look like Game of Thrones. He would look like the White Walkers.
Can I stop you? You said if you had him walking?
Yeah.
Holding something?
I mean walking down the ramp.
He can't walk down the ramp.
He can barely walk.
Correct. You want him to hold something?
Yeah, if he holds the belt for Jinder. No.
Can't hold the belt. He can barely walk to the ramp.
Okay. Well, that's why he's clearly not around. It was a one and done. Seemed one and done. All right, so the thing is that Jinder, it's just the fact that he lost clean a week before SummerSlam to Randy Orton. Like, they're burying him. Like, I'm not sure where they're going with this.
I thought it was a great match. The wrestling was great.
The match was good. Orton, I mean, it might be that new, what is it, like a feather tattoo under his nip? Or some writing?
Listen, by the way, just one super straight guy and his buddy in San Francisco at midnight Googling.
We've Googled so many men's bodies. It's insane.
Randy Orton's new tattoo.
Maybe we Google a shirtless Samoa Joe shot.
That guy's in tough. Who's this guy? Some kind of lookalike.
What is that?
Some kind of lookalike.
That's like a Randy Orton lookalike. That's like Neil Brennan, Randy Orton. All right. So Orton got that new tattoo. Can we get a close on it? Are you trying to see what it is?
I'm working on it. I got an article with the headline, check out Randy Orton's sick new tattoo.
Really?
Yeah, let me just see what we got here.
It can't be just us. Oh, look at that. That's his wife.
What do we got here? Arabic?
Oh, they both got them.
Family loyalty. Hang on. What do we got?
I thought it was a feather.
Randy Orton just got another tattoo.
Damn it. Mainland.
Son of a... It's not one of those articles. Love. That just has an ad that starts playing in it. It's terrible. Very low rate. What do we got here? Just got another tattoo. Seems to match his current thing. I don't know what it is, but it's maybe Arabic.
But him and his wife both got it, right?
Yeah.
She has a matching one?
For sure.
All right, that's cool. Good for them.
Family vibes.
Okay, so that's what I'm saying. It's Jinder losing. I've said it a million times in this podcast.
Can I ask you a question? What? This article was written by Aaron Varbel.
Yeah.
You know him?
Yeah, seems like a cool dude. Aaron, you're welcome
comedy
on the show.
Seems like he should be on the pod.
Yeah, he's got to be on the pod.
Sketch comedy guy.
Aaron Varbel, you're welcome on the pod. All right,
follow him on Twitter, @TheVarbel.
All right, you're impossible to talk to, okay? You listen to me. Jinder, he hasn't won a match clean.
Would you rather be talking to that idiot?
No, I don't want to talk about him. All right, anyway, whatever. I made my Jinder point last week. Let's move into this card.
What's the difference? You know why Jinder is carrying the belt, okay? He's went and did a massive amount of steroids, and he's an Indian guy, and they're trying to break into India. Like, do we need to, like, what do you want to talk about?
My point is that don't give a guy the belt and don't get behind him at all. He's looking like a doofus.
They're behind him. They gave him the Singh Bros.
He's only wrestled Randy.
Did you see that structure?
I did. All right, let's talk about this. Let's make
some double wall.
While we have you, Arlen, let's get your predictions on this preliminary summoner. This SummerSlam card. By the way, I'm saying if Ambrose and Rollins win the belt, then you think about at Mania, Broken Hardys versus The Shield. Come on.
Are they ready to be broken?
It's been cleared. That's what the article said, I think.
You know what I love about current age of wrestling? I'm watching the network. In the, like, header, they have, like, interview with the Hardys where they're just straight up talking about, like, so when are you going to break out the broken... It's just totally... There's no more kayfabe.
Do you think they're going to ruin the broken game? Do you think it'll work?
I don't have an answer to that, but I do have an answer to a different question. Okay. Jeff Hardy
He's such a great looking guy to me.
I mean, that's all you want to talk about is the dude's bod and the face. You always talk about how great looking Jeff Hardy is.
You know where
is.
I got this from? You. You started this.
Yeah.
You always, all you want to talk about is these, the what's your word?
Pageantry.
Right.
Is pageantry, marketry, and
No, we're just talking about pageantry.
Yeah.
Jeff Hardy. I mean.
Great looking guy, yeah.
Something.
I mean, Matt, but.
Have you ever seen anyone with dumber facial hair? And I'm like, maybe I should shave a couple of lightning bolts into my beard, you know? Like, maybe that's what I'm missing.
Dye it purple?
Yeah.
He does a lot of work where you're like, that looks like a lot of effort for not much payoff.
Tremendous. Like, that is the Enzo Amore. I'm always like, how is this guy, like, doesn't it seem like Enzo Amore is like a chia pet? Like, he's got, he's like growing out all the grass for a while just to shave it down. And every day it's like a different, I don't know how it works.
All right.
We still didn't talk about Jason Jordan and Kurt Angle.
Okay, let's get into it now. We'll save SummerSlam predictions for next week.
Jason Jordan really needs Chad Gable.
Well, I just think Jason Jordan is... This is ridiculous. He just looks awesome.
Two super straight dudes in San Francisco at midnight.
Oh, my God. All right, wait. It's just insane that all we do is talk about... Oh, this guy looks awesome. This guy looks awesome. But Jason Jordan, I mean, the main thing is that he's a true
looks
stud.
Awesome. Yeah.
He's a real handsome guy, real jack. His charisma is not great, but he is
not
now
great or not present.
Not
at all.
Present.
Not available.
Not present.
At the current time.
I mean, Miz just like runs circle in there. You notice Miz like really thrives on like if other people don't have charisma around him, he's like,
there's
oh, this
a
is amazing.
Charisma vacuum.
Yeah, he's just like shines, you know? He's the Intercontinental Champion, right? Still, right?
Yeah, but it doesn't. He's not.
But
like
he doesn't have a. He doesn't have a SummerSlam match. Charlotte doesn't have a. What's this is bizarro? Like, all right, they randomly listen to these matches. Like, there's Big Show versus Cass. There's Orton.
That's an important match.
Wait, listen. There's Orton versus Rusev, Finn versus Bray, Cena versus Corbin. These random matches, but like, Charlotte's not wrestling. The Miz, who's the IC champion, is not wrestling as we know right now. The Hardys are not wrestling. Like, what? I don't understand this card at all.
Are there way too many pay-per-views?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, but at the same time, like, there's been a couple weeks with, like, no pay-per-view on a Sunday. I miss it. I like the pay-per-views.
You kind of want, like, a Game of Thrones every Sunday.
I like, Sunday pay-per-view. I think Sundays tend to be a time. I would love a no Raws. I could go every other week with a Raw or, like, a one-hour Raw. But Sundays is a time where I'm like, oh, there's a pay-per-view.
What if they just moved Raw to Sundays?
You'll never do that.
I'm just asking. But in an era of the network, it changes the game. Like, you don't need pay-per-views at this cadence. Like, what do we need this for?
On that note, let's wrap it up.
It's a real low note.
On a
real clunker of a point.
It's like 1 in the morning. We're clearly both tired. What would you like to... I mean, what message would you like to get out there for the fans? But she had to demonstrate. JC Chazep?
Yeah.
So who is JC Chazep?
I think I'm worried he's Seth Rollins. I'm really worried.
And then
If Reigns is Timberlake...
Kirkpatrick?
Ambrose is... Kirkpatrick, for sure. He's nothing.
Okay, how does this translate to the Backstreet Boys? Do they have a breakout star?
Not. I mean, Timberlake is a once in a generation. That's what we're talking about here.
Wait, did the Backstreet Boys just not even have a breakout star?
No, the Backstreet Boys are like still together performing. You know what I mean? Like they didn't have... There isn't...
I know. I was on an airplane with Kevin. One gave a shit about him.
Yeah,
I thought it was crazy. We walked through, we were standing around, he boarded with us, and no one said shit to him. I was like, when I was 99, this guy couldn't even walk down the street. Stone Cold still can't walk down the street.
I think he probably
can. Can Stone Cold walk down the street of Manhattan?
For sure.
Without getting stunned? All right, what are you doing?
I'm not doing anything. Don't worry about what I'm doing over here.
Make
some points. This is your podcast.
I made all my points. I was trying to wrap it up.
Do I have to carry you all night?
You probably do. All right. Anyway, hey, we're going to end this show on a real low note this week. Never mind. This podcast just took a twist for the best.
I mean, you guys are going to tell me you missed that other guy?
Oh, yeah.
I bring something different to the
You day. Know this is what Newman listens to at night, though. He says, I'm metal. I'm into metal.
He's such a new metal fan, that guy, for sure. He's such a dweeb. I've seen his outfits.
Do you have a message for Newman to close this podcast out with BSB in the background?
I don't address him. I don't speak to him. I don't talk to him by
name. You did have beef with him stealing your gimmick.
He did steal my gimmick. He stole my gimmick, and you got a sound engineer that should be nothing. He's a zero. And he's supposed to be a comedian? Has he ever said anything on the podcast of merit?
I don't know. You decide.
Here's my question to you. If you're a comedian, and there's a guy running a podcast that's supposed to have something to do with comedy, are you not going to say something funny once in a while?
Okay, hey. Thanks for listening to the Comedians of Wrestling podcast. Next week, we'll make SummerSlam predictions. Remember, Nasty Newman will face the consequences. We're going to have to punch him. Maybe we'll replace him. I don't know. I'm not happy.
B-New!
All right. Hey, everybody. Now it feels better. It feels right. You switch back to... my juices are gone. Listen, if we didn't get your cash-in since we're not in studio, we're going to play the cash-ins at the end of the episode. That's what we'll do on weeks that, like, it's hard to fit them in. Since we're not in studio, and I apologize to anyone who's like, where's that soundboard? And my sweet, sweet soundboard. And, hey, tell your friends about this podcast, and keep watching wrestling. Kisses.
Yo, 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 yo. This is your advocate, Josh Huff, here to cash in on the whole Bayley situation this week. Obviously, if y'all watched Raw, you know that Bayley was booed out of the building, and it kind of makes me a little sad because I felt like Bayley is a really good, like, I feel like she's a good character. She's what I want in the product, which is real, and I don't know if people are booing her because it's too generic or whatever, but I feel like that is her, so I just wanted to say that was sad. I kind of don't understand it. I know her booking's been mediocre, like Alex Newman level mediocre, but yeah, I don't know. I'm a big Bayley fan, even though, you know, she's clumsy and all that, but I wish I could understand, but this injury will be the best thing for her, in my opinion. And she'll come back being the hottest thing because she is going to be money. She's going to be the next Ultimate Warrior. Mediocre, but has streams on her arms and yeah. Makes money. Good deal.
Dan Black. Jack Mills here. See, I don't even need to tell you who it is because I don't sound like I'm on the other end of a string with a cup attached to it. I don't know where you get off saying that you're against the censorship of cash-ins and then you turn around and think you have the right to decide which cash-ins are good enough to play on the show. You want cash-ins to be more about wrestling and then the last 10 minutes of last week's show are consisted solely of that weasel, Arlen Marmel, and his inconsequential, self-indulgent whining about the exact same meta-podcast bullshit that you said you didn't want to hear? Either you admit that you censor the cash-ins, or you play them all, regardless of content or length. You can't have it both ways, Dan. And for the record, I'm fine with censorship. If someone's cash-in sounds like it came from a Nokia phone in 1998 at the bottom of a swimming pool, like most of them do, that person doesn't deserve to cash in. Now you want to talk about wrestling? Let's talk about wrestling. Tell me again why you don't like the Revival. Is it because they're not good on commentary? If I were to go to the WWE, that's right, I can say WWE. If I were to go to the Raw Wikipedia page, would Scott Dawson and Dash Wilder be listed as wrestlers or announcers? See, the rest of us know the answer to that question, and I think you do too, even if you won't admit it. The truth is, it doesn't matter if the Revival are good on commentary. They are far and away the best tag team in the ring, and their interviews are consistently better than most of the guys at the top of the card. They're better than Balor, better than Reigns, better than Rollins, Ambrose. They're better than everyone's wet dream in wrestling tights, AJ Styles. Dan Black, the fact that you won't admit how good these guys are just shows how warped your brain has become while you've been sipping on Vince McMahon's sports entertainment Kool-Aid. I have been watching wrestling for far too long to sit here and be lectured by some John Cena, Roman Reigns, Vince McMahon, glad-handing stooge. So you, Joey Clift, and all the other members of your Nation of Marka Nation can consider yourselves on notice. Fuck the Nation, fuck Tulo, and have a nice day.
What is up, comedians of wrestling podcast, not the comedians of podcast. It is your boy, Terrible Tulo, Terrific Tulo. The power of positivity is real. But today, we will not be bringing the power of positivity. We will be exposing the man, Alex Newman. Shall I even say man? He is a shell of a man. He is a boy. He is a peasant. And he thinks he could come on here and disgrace the fans of the Facebook group of the Comedians of Wrestling podcast and get away with it? I think not. I'm a connect the dots kind of man, and I could see this guy coming from a mile away. He inserted himself into the picture. He got himself his little gimmicks on the show, his little games, guess that gimmick, whatever the hell the other stuff was. He kissed up to Dan. He polished it up real nice, made his all of his points and his cute little takes. And he sat back while he had the date circled on the calendar when Dan Black was going to leave. And he was going to interject himself and take over by turning on everybody that keeps this podcast going. The fans, the universe of the Comedians of Wrestling podcast. Uh-uh, buddy. Not in my house. Not here. Not nowhere. I see guys like you come and go all the time. Snakes in the grass, thinking they can slither around and wait for their opportunity to strike. And when they do, their true colors really show. Well, guess what, buddy? I got something else to tell you. I know exactly what you're doing with our Infinity, brother. I could see it coming from a mile away, calling us hacks for our takes on her looks. Well, guess what? She's the queen of the Comedians of Wrestling podcast. We bow down to Erin Infinity. We give praise to her beauty and her looks. That doesn't make us shell a man. That makes us respect the true beauty of our queen. So back off, Newman. Because the reason why you didn't get girls like Maria Kanellis in high school is because you're a loser, bro. You don't know how to treat a woman. And most importantly, you could say that we don't get any ass, that this group, oh, they don't get it in, and this and that. Guess what, brother? We got girlfriends, we got wives. Some even have kids to prove that they have sex on a regular basis. But you, my friend, you come in your stupid-ass t-shirts and your stupid-ass hat with your rock metal fanatic Radiohead bullshit and takes. No one cares, bro. You're a shell of Peter Rosberg. You'll never be Peter Rosberg, no matter how much you want to look like him and act like him. So I'm here to tell you right now, Air Infinity, watch out for this guy, because one day he's going to come back to his homeland of Philadelphia, creep around, stalk your Facebook, wait for the time when your man goes out of town and try and swoop in, let him know, hey, remember that time I had your back and called those guys hacks? Yeah. And guess what? I know what my queen will do. She'll shut you down and she will send you back to the deep dark holes where you will become obsolete. I never claimed to be a comedian, but guess what, brother? You did, and you are my friend, a shell of a comedian. You can wear that Andy Kaufman shirt all you want, but you can put on Superman's cape and think you're Superman, but you never will be, and you will never be a comedian. And most importantly, you know shit about wrestling. Peace. How about it?
This has been a UCB Comedy production. Check out our other shows on the UCB Comedy Podcast Network.